I had a woman come up to me at a lecture and say, "Doc, have you ever heard a story about a dog?" And I said, "Oh," I thought to myself, "a dog story. Oh, dear." And she says, "Well, I have one." And I said, "Well, tell me." And she told me this very short but wonderful story. She said, his name was Buddy, and he was a Labrador. She says, he told me, she says, he was my husband's dog. He was supposed to be a hunting dog, but she says, he couldn't hunt worth a darn. The only thing he could do well was eat. And she said, so he became my dog. And she said, shortly after we had him, we realized the reason he was eating so much was he had a disease of his intestines called Crohn's disease. This was an inflammatory.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Bowel disease. And so she fed the dog a lot, and they gave him medication. Well, what also happened in their lives right then was that her husband's mother, her mother-in-law, fell and fractured her hip and came to live with them for 4 or 6 months just to recover. The grandmother did not like dogs, but they ended up cutting a deal. The dog would sleep in the house at night but would be out on the porch during the day. She said, pretty soon we caught on to Grandma. She said, Grandma liked that dog more than we thought. She said, Grandma had a habit of getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. She said she'd always sleep with her door closed. She said she'd open the door, go to the bathroom. She said Buddy would sneak in Grandma's room, would jump into Grandma's bed, and would be right there in Grandma's warm spot when Grandma would get back into bed. And she says Grandma would get in and push Buddy over, and they'd sleep together the rest of the night. She says, I know this because there was a lot of short black hairs in the bed, and they weren't Grandma's. She said they were Buddy's.
She says, animals are incredible, aren't they?
Phenomenal. She told me that Buddy and Grandma had quite a rapport, and they pretty soon were getting along gallantly. Grandma got better, went back to Florida. A year or two later, Buddy got worse, and they had to unfortunately put him to sleep. Now, they were afraid to tell Grandma what had happened because she was so close to the dog. They called Grandma the night after, and before they told her about Buddy, Grandma says, I got to tell you two, something really strange happened to me last night. And I would bet most people are going to know what I'm going to tell them. She says, I got up in the middle of the night, as I always do, to go to the bathroom. She says, I got back to bed, and there was Buddy. He was, I swear I saw him. She says, he was standing by the side of my bed, and he jumped in, and she said, I pushed him over, and we slept together the rest of the night. And they said, Grandma, we have to tell you. The night before last, we had to put Buddy to sleep. And she said, we all just cried. But she said, you know, there's something going on here. And I have a sense that, you know, as we begin to open up our minds and our hearts to this, the most important thing is that it gets us to think differently. It gives us a new sense of the sacred. And I think we really begin to fall in love again with life. We see it as something just phenomenal, and with ourselves, and even with one another.